Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your co-hosting duo, Gabe, Candy Corn Kernel.
I like that. I am the other half, Anna, a 15-pound weighted blanket.
That's a pretty hefty blanket.
You know what? If I'm here to be a weighted blanket, I'm not fucking around.
That's true.
I'm gonna be a weighted fucking blanket.
You can't fuck around if you're gonna be a weighted blanket. Everybody knows that.
Exactly. You can't be a wishy-washy weighted blanket. Then you're just a blanket.
Wishy-washy weighted blanket is too much alliteration for me, and I'm afraid that I'm going to have to remove some of your rights.
Not all of them?
No, just some of them.
Okay, that's good. I can survive with only some of them.
Yeah.
Please don't remove any of my lefts.
Okay, I gotta go.
It's been nice doing this podcast with you.
Yeah, sorry. Podcast farewell. Canceled.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, we always start these off real, real well, real smoothly, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Let's play something, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Yes, let's. I got a thing.
Okay.
This is,
Oh no.
I'm just gonna play it.
No.
I feel like it speaks for itself.
Every day I suffer.
You are not suffering nearly enough.
This is a lot of suffering.
It's just a little bit of suffering. It's like a smattering of suffering.
No. Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't like how well it works.
Spooky. I can't tell if they just slowed it down or if they changed the key.
I can't either. Oh, I think they changed the key because that was different.
I mean, yeah, but they could have just auto-tuned that part. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What? You're not enjoying yourself? Are you not entertained?
Entertained is a strong word.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, now this is the part where it fucking takes off.
Ooh. Interesting.
Ooh.
Oh, that actually did sound pretty good.
Like, yeah.
This is made by On Topic? I don't think we've played anything by them before. I was expecting this to be somebody that we, like, have already done some stuff by.
Yeah. Sometimes there are new people, and they
a new contender, and there's
like
the
this.
Ring. I'm actually kind of jamming now.
Yeah, I'm old too, not gonna lie. Like, it's bad, but it does kind of slap.
Yeah.
Ew,
it's like, I feel bad for enjoying it, because it is cursed.
I mean, sometimes you gotta enjoy some cursed things.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Also, just like the music video with the added Undertale shit gives me hives.
I know. It's a very weird combination.
Yeah, it's rough.
Sans is asleep.
Sans is asleep. Let him sleep. He's having a rough day, okay?
Good night, Sans.
Good night, Sans.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a lot. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So that was Owl City Megalovania by On Topic.
Absolutely.
I gotta tell you, the thing that the show has done the most for me is made me say Megalovania.
Yeah.
The amount of time that I have said Megalovania in this show versus every other point in my life.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I maybe before doing this show, I maybe said it like 2 or 3 times, but
just,
not
just
anymore.
For funsies.
Now it's every week.
Yeah.
All right. I have something for you.
Oh, do you?
But you have to close your eyes.
Okay, they are closed.
Until you can guess what the mashup is. This was sent in by Duckling, and it's very good and very bad, and I'm excited for you to hear it.
Okay, lay it on me. I recognize that for sure.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
A second song will come in, don't worry.
I feel like I'm anticipating something, but I don't know why.
You should be anticipating something.
Like, I'm anticipating a specific song. Yeah, that was actually what I was anticipating, not gonna lie. Fuck, I'm so angry right now.
It's so good.
I hate it here.
Everything that gets mixed with, how did I forget the fucking...
Uh-huh.
I just had a brain blank.
It's even like that sometimes.
Everything that's mixed with this song...
Yeah.
...just makes me unnecessarily hype.
I mean, no, it's hype. Like, this... This kind of slaps, but I also like it.
I know. I love it.
I'm getting a hives.
Oh, I'm dancing.
You're always dancing.
I never stop dancing.
I've never seen you stop dancing a day in your life.
I have never blinked, and I have never stopped dancing.
Yeah,
I am
born
terrifying
to
hang out with.
We're doing great. It's certainly something.
I also know deep in my heart that the McElroys would absolutely approve of this.
Like, yeah, probably.
Oh my gosh.
Those
fantastic.
Ding dang McElboys.
So that was the Slam Zone by Super Pear 8.
Of course, that's what it's called. I'm
the
so
slam
mad.
Zone. And it was sent in by Duckling.
Thank you, Duckling.
Ah, thank you, Duckling. That was actually sent in a while ago, and only now have I gotten to its masterpiece.
Yeah, I have a lot of old things that I could pull out, and we'll see if I do.
We shall see.
Yes.
This is probably not news to all of you listeners, but you all send us a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you just gotta wait for the right moment to inflict something.
And that was the perfect moment for the Slam Zone.
Yeah, I agree. This is... I don't remember what this sounds like, but I remember it being bad. This is Don't Stop Believing, but in a minor key.
Ooh.
By Jesse Holtzclaw.
Jesse!
Another new name for the show, I believe.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is painful.
You're not enjoying yourself?
No.
Are you not entertained?
I am not. No. Oh. I'm like clenching my whole body.
Good. That is the effect I am going for.
Ooh.
Yep.
Hurts so much.
Enjoy the pain. Oh,
this is one of those that I immediately send to Randy after we do the show.
Tell Randy to listen to our goddamn podcast.
I know, that's the thing, is I send him all the individual songs, but he doesn't actually listen to the show.
Randy. You're on my fucking naughty list for this year.
Someday we will force him to be a guest.
And he'll be like, I don't understand the format of the podcast, I've never listened.
Oh, God.
God, it's so, like, ominous. Ominous.
Ah.
Like, those strangers are going to die. Yeah. I like that, people.
Terrible.
Hey.
I feel like I have just, like I had descended into hell, and this is the song that greets me when I get there.
Yes, correct. Welcome to hell. I love it.
I feel like I'm being directly threatened by this.
You are. This is a direct threat at you, actually.
From you?
Yes.
From you to me, here's a direct threat.
Yes, via Journey and a minor key. I'm not joking right now. I think I just tipped the tooth.
Because you quenched your teeth?
No, I just banged it on another tooth.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ooh, this part is fucking rough.
Oh, it is.
You're welcome.
I did not say thank you.
I'm saying you're welcome anyway.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, this is not like, don't stop believing, like a positive message. This is like, you better fucking not stop believing.
If you stop believing, I will kill you.
I will. I am able to.
And I will not hold back.
I won't. I'll never hold back.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't stop.
It's so scary. Oh, God, I'm afraid to stop believing.
Yeah, good, you should be.
Journey, why? Why must you be so mean to me?
You're welcome.
Oh, my God, that was an experience.
It was, and one that I'm sure you will take with you into your future.
Uh-huh, absolutely, that will be with me forever.
Yeah.
And I will never stop believing, I swear.
Good.
Please don't find me.
Don't stop believing.
Speaking of Randy.
Oh?
He actually just texted me as we were talking about him saying submission for your podcast. And has sent me a video entitled Don't Stop Me Now, but an AI attempts to continue the song.
Oh God. Okay.
So I guess it's time to listen to Randy's submission.
I guess so.
Doesn't even listen to the podcast and
yet. Yeah, you get special treatment.
Don't Stop Me Now, but an AI attempts to continue the song by Brockaloo.
Okay. Let's see what you got for us, Randy. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Does seem fine so far.
Oh.
Bad. Bad.
Words just don't exist anymore. It got so scratchy. Oh, Jesus.
God.
This is just an entirely different band now.
Yeah. This is a whole new experience.
Okay, AI number two.
Okay. I've always hated that line. How dare you put the word bazinga into Freddie Mercury's mouth?
Bazinga!
You see how shine a goat? It's like the same. No. No.
Oh my gosh. Again, I just lose all words.
Did you just say I'm having such a good time? No.
AI number three.
No. Like, does Freddie Mercury not know what a shooting star is, or maybe a tiger?
Let him have some imagination.
I will not.
Burning to the sky, yee!
Yeah, yee.
A tiger is a teeny lie.
I hate it here.
I'm having such a good time.
No.
Oh, number four.
I'm glad they're continuing to have a good time because I'm having a stronk. I also have a good snack.
Time to have a good snack.
Incoherent screaming.
It just gets so murky in the back.
Yeah, because they can't figure out what's going on because it's the fucking opening to the song.
Now they're just whispering.
Ominously.
Oh, that's so terrifying. Alright, number five.
I'm not having a good time, Freddy.
I want to have a fist time, Freddy.
That is not what I heard.
Oh my God, wait.
Jesus Christ.
What was that?
That is the sound of the band killing everyone.
Excuse me?
Listen, it'd be like that.
Oh, that was just the sound of people screaming.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we found Grifter's bone. It's just an AI. Reconstructing Queen songs. Oh my God, thank you, Randy, for that suffering.
Thanks, Randy. Okay, Maddie sent this in 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
But it didn't seem like a good time until right now. This is
oh, no.
A chipmunk version of Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah.
Time to suffer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, chipmunks, why?
I like that this person sells a lot of Alvin and the Chipmunk merch that has to be, like, you know, like, not licensed.
Yeah. Off-brand Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. I don't ever want to hear one of these fucking chipmunks say ratchet again, thank you.
It'll happen a lot for the rest of the song.
I might just astrally project again.
There was. Where will you go this time on your astral projection journey?
I don't know. I want to do, okay, not to like bash anybody's practices, but I'm going to a little bit. Have you seen those people on TikTok who talk about reality shifting into like the anime world?
No.
That's something that they think that they can use magic to do.
You know, if we could, wouldn't we all?
So, yeah, that's where I'm gonna do that this time.
You're gonna reality shift into the anime world.
Yeah.
Have fun over there.
I probably won't. I'll probably die instantly.
Well, it depends. Which anime are you going into?
It doesn't really matter. There are a lot of casualties in anime.
I'm just saying, if you go into like a fun high school sports anime, you're probably not going to die as quickly.
What about me?
As
what
if
about
you went
me
into
says
any other
that
one?
I would like a fun high school sports anime?
Well, you might not like it, but you'll live.
Immediately.
You won't die.
I'd rather die.
Okay, well, that's completely understandable.
Yeah.
In that case, there are many, many animes for you to choose from.
Like, ugh. It's why is it so chipmunk? Me points at the chipmunk cover. Why is it so chipmunk?
Why so chipmunk?
Oh god, that's the line from Batman, right? those are the Joker says.
That's the line from Batman, right? You're the Batman one.
I'm making a why so serious joke. I'm gonna kill you.
I know. Yet another high-pitched noise from Gabe.
Sometimes you have no way to express the rage within your heart but to make a high-pitched noise.
Yeah, that's all the chipmunks do is make high-pitched noises.
Yeah,
they are constantly filled with rage.
Yeah, I mean, if I was that small and irritating, I would be too.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like this is physically damaging the interior of my ear canals.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so much that if I try to actually concentrate on it, I can feel my brain beginning to melt.
Yeah. It's not a good feeling.
No. Like, I am aware of the passage of time as I sit here listening to this.
But that's it. I'm not aware of anything else.
Oh, no. Just like, I can just feel seconds of my life ticking away.
Uh-huh. Oh, Alvin, why?
Alvin, why? He's not responsible for making this cover.
I still blame him. He's on the cover. He's on the image.
I
blame him.
You're so rude.
Alvin! Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna give us something.
So thank you, Maddie, for that.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm gonna give us something to calm our ears down a little bit.
I don't believe you.
And it's slightly related to Alvin and the Chipmunks, but not really.
No.
It's like tangentially related.
No.
So this is System of a Down, Toxicity, but it's Bad Day by Daniel Powder.
How is that related?
Because, do you remember whichever Alvin and the Chipmunks movie it was, probably the first one, that had their cover of Had a Bad Day in it, and it, like, got really, really popular for some reason?
I have a secret to tell you.
You've never seen an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie?
I've never seen one of the horrifying 3D animated ones, no.
Well, unfortunately, I have. And the Chipmunks did the song Bad Day.
I do remember when everybody was obsessing over the harmonies on TikTok, and it was something to do with like an orgasm noise or something.
Oh, God, no. I didn't want to hear that information, but...
I mean, that's why everyone was like breaking down the harmonies on TikTok for like 10,000 years.
Oh, geez.
I didn't know why either, and then I found out, and I wish I didn't.
See, it's tangentially related.
Okay.
But it's infinitely less bad to listen to.
I don't believe you, but okay.
So here it is. It's fine. Software version 7.0.
Looking at life through the eyes of a tire. I hate this.
It's not making my brain bleed, though.
It might be making mine.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No. I'm a good person. I do not deserve this.
I'm having a great time.
No. Why?
Yeah.
And like, why does it match up so well? I hate it here.
It works so well.
Like, this is extremely cursed, and you have brought it to me. No.
Hell yeah. I love it here.
This is like, this is gonna be the one for me.
The one that what? That, kills you?
Yeah. Yes. My brain is bleeding.
This is the song that ends game.
Like, yeah.
I would listen to this just on my own.
I know you would.
And honestly, I might after this.
I'm gonna stab my eye out with a pencil.
I hope you feel better after you do that.
I definitely won't, and I'll have to go to the hospital. Oh God, of course.
Yeah, you had to have a little bit of the other song.
I don't need this. No, thank you. I would like a refund, please.
A refund on the whole podcast.
Or at least an exchange, yeah.
I can't believe we've hit the point where William Morantzy has finally killed Gabe.
We all knew he was gonna do it.
It's taken this long.
Like this background with, I used to, like, I really liked this song in middle school.
Which one?
Toxicity.
No.
I don't think the other song, when the fuck did this song come out?
Bad Day? I don't know.
Yeah. Let me look. I'm looking at it. You can't. 2005.
Okay.
Yeah. That was... I guess it was 8th grade for me, but I didn't hear it until high school. Bad. Thank you.
I loved it. Fantastic.
Awful. Atrocious. This is... Actually, you know what? I'm not going to play something.
Okay.
Instead,
you're just not?
I'm going to talk. Hello.
Yes, I will listen.
And welcome to Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner.
Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner. Yes, here we are again.
So it's the spookiest month of the year.
Uh-huh.
Halloween.
Halloween.
And I am getting back into my yearly hyperfixation of frantically watching someone else play all the Silent Hill games because I do not have the money to buy the PlayStations involved.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I do.
Side rant.
Yes.
PlayStation is bad. If they don't make their games backwards compatible.
Oh, I thought you were just going to end it there.
No.
PlayStation is bad. End of rant.
I mean, kind of. It makes me mad, though, because it's like, oh, can I buy a new one and play these old games? And they're like, no. It's like, what if I already had these games? No. I was like, okay, so you want me to buy three generations of PlayStation to play all these games? And they're like, yeah, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's that time of the year again, and I made my friend sit through the Silent Hill movie yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We only got through, I was trying to make him get through both, we only got through one. And it's really bad, and it makes me crazy, because I am like, I know too much Silent Hill lore, but not quite enough to explain my distress. And that movie knows zero Silent Hill lore. And spends all of its time rubbing it in my face and laughing.
You specifically, your face.
Yes, mine specifically.
I haven't seen the movies.
They're not good.
And to be honest, I've only really seen playthroughs of PT, so...
PT's not even a full game.
I know, that's the thing, is I haven't seen any of the playthroughs of the actual Silent Hill games.
I like all of them except for 4. 4 is the worst Silent Hill game.
Okay.
Silent Hill 4, The Room. I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
It wasn't originally going to be a Silent Hill game, and you can tell. And the premise of it is cool, because this guy wakes up, and there's like a lock on the inside of his fucking apartment. He is trapped in his apartment. And you can like listen to the radio and look out the window, and it feels really claustrophobic. And then, oops, there's a hole in your bathroom, and you can like climb out, and you're in a city that isn't Silent Hill, but it's like next to it or something, and you're uncovering mysteries or whatever. But it's like... So you're not in a room. You're not stuck in a room.
For starters. You only are at the beginning.
Yeah, and it's like, what's the spooky part then? Like, he could just leave.
And there's it's like, a hole. Let him out.
He leaves, but he goes to like a spooky alternate whatever. And it's like, okay, he's still not stuck in a room. Premise broken. Get fucked.
Should have named it something else.
Yeah, also it shouldn't be a Silent Hill game. It's not. It doesn't feel like one.
Oh.
I just needed to rant a little bit.
That's understandable.
I have rage brewing inside of me.
Sometimes rage is there, and sometimes the only way to get rid of rage is to just yell about something.
Yeah. And like
on a podcast.
It is such a bad game, in my opinion. And the playthrough that I watch, there are these two guys, and I watch them play most of the games, and they never fucking finish their playthrough of 4. And at one point, they were like, it has been 6 months since we did it. We're just going to get back in. And they made one more episode after that. And then they were like, actually, we're done forever.
Actually, we hate this.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? You're valid.
You know what? Understandable.
But anyways, the Silent Hill movies are not as good as I remember them being. Like, I didn't remember them being good. I remembered them being, like, fun to watch in an anger-inducing way.
Yeah,
it was just anger inducing. There was no fun.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear you didn't have any fun.
I mean, I had fun yelling. I don't know if everybody else had fun listening to me yell.
The fun was on one side only.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Okay, that was
maybe it. I should watch the Silent Hill playthroughs, and then I will understand what you are raging about.
Well, like one of the main villains in the fucking movie is a character from the comics they made based on the games, but she's a character that doesn't really exist in the lore, and she's like a kid who's like a spirit or something in the fucking comics. The comics are inexplicable, I can't. But she's like a okay. grown-ass adult cult leader in the movie, and it's like, why?
Completely different.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, here's Wonderwall. Just kidding.
Thank you. So one of these days, we should actually...
I swear to God, I have a Wonderwall in here that I haven't played. Okay, that's it, though. That's it for me. XOXO Gossip Girl.
XOXO Gossip Gabe.
Fuck, yes, correct.
You should, that's good. You should use that in your day-to-day life.
I will.
All right.
Is it?
Let me tell you what I have.
Yeah.
So last week, we heard a little bit from Neil Cicerega's new album, Mouth Dreams.
Oh God, do you have another one?
I have another one.
God damn it.
This one, so the last one was called Sponge Rock.
Yes,
and it was Queen's We Will Rock You and the SpongeBob theme song. And so this week, this one is just entitled Yahoo.
No.
And it's exactly what you think it is. It's Yahoo. So here it is.
No. Are you old enough to remember those commercials?
Like, barely.
This is stirring something within me. I don't like it.
It's a very deep memory.
Hey, if this is the whole thing, I'm gonna kill you.
It gets more.
I don't... I feel like the trust has been broken, and at this point, I just don't know if you're telling me the truth. Anna.
Don't blame me.
Why are you so eager to destroy our friendship like this?
Go be angry at Neil, not me.
That's not gonna do anything. He knows I'm mad at him. I'm always mad at him. This is torture. You're torturing me. I hate it here. I hate it here.
I love it here.
This is bad.
This is fantastic.
I'm getting an ulcer from this. Screaming.
This is the opening track. When you start this album, this is what you hear.
And then most other people would just close the album. What the fuck is this?
It's Yahoo!
Don't just say it's Yahoo. Like, I'll kick your ass. I will drive to your house. I will be there in like 7 hours and I will kick
Please
your ass.
Do. I am waiting eagerly.
Good.
And I will have Yahoo on blasting on my speakers when you get here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to fight back with an automaton cover.
God, no. Now it's time for me to die.
Yeah, this is Beat It on the automaton. By May Wadenke.
Thank you, May Wadenke.
I have no idea what the fuck how to say that.
Oh, man.
It's not, like, bad.
Uh-huh.
Like, this person...
It's not made by the user Bad Automaton covers.
Yeah, but it's not good to listen to.
I like the hands just sticking out of the wall and holding this automaton.
Yeah, I like the fucking hair and hat on it, too. And the, like, dance floor.
They're like, why just play the automaton when you can make it dance?
Like, yeah,
and apparently do the moonwalk like Michael Jackson. Oh, it's not good.
Yep. Like, they're hitting the notes.
Are they?
Mostly.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh.
This is what you sound like to me when you speak. I just hear automatons.
I think that's the worst thing you've ever said to me.
I've definitely said worse. But you're welcome all the same.
I'm imagining me, but with like a flat Muppet mouth just opening and this noise coming out.
Do you not have a Muppet mouth?
I absolutely do.
I feel like maybe I haven't been seeing you all the time when I thought I've been seeing you if you do not have a Muppet mouth.
It's been a ruse.
I knew it.
No matter what pictures I post online, all of you, rest assured, I do look like a Muppet.
I am selectively blind to pictures of people I know online, so I can't be trusted.
I'm small and made out of fabric.
Felt.
And I have a big flat mouth that just sort of like, I have, no, I don't enunciate my words. I just open the mouth and go, ah!
I am going to make you a Muppet Sona.
Please do.
I'm sorry about that bad microphone noise I just made.
I thought about it when I was in my puppetry class. I was like, I should just make myself as a Muppet.
Yeah, you should make yourself a Muppet Sona. I'm into it.
But Muppets are, unsurprisingly, difficult to make.
Oh, okay. This person's name is Maiwa Denki. Or Maiwa Denki. That makes more sense. Sometimes when it's just like a fucking, when it's just a lot of a first and last name together, I don't know where one starts and the other one ends.
Yeah. And it's hard to read. Especially when things are, all caps and all put together.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Where's the beginning? Where's the end?
I am just a small creature. I cannot help this.
I am a small creature.
Okay, what you got?
I have a conspiracy corner.
Yes.
Anna's conspiracy corner. It's Anna's conspiracy corner.
Hell yes. So, conspiracy corner this week.
Yes.
Has to do.
Yes.
With the conspiracy of.
Yes.
Walt Disney.
Okay.
After he died.
Yeah.
There was a conspiracy that he had his whole body, or maybe just his head, cryonically frozen.
Cryogenically.
Okay, thank you. Cryogenically frozen.
I love you.
And placed under the Disneyland park.
Yeah.
Because of, supposedly he was like obsessed with new technology or whatever and wanted to conserve his like genius or whatever inside his head to be woken up in the future when that is possible.
Yeah.
And I mean, everybody that actually knows him was like, no, he was actually cremated and like his frozen head is not stored under the park. Specifically, people say it's stored under the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
No, that's a different conspiracy.
Which one?
When they originally did the Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland, they got actual cadavers for the skeletons. And then people found out and were grossed out, so they got rid of all of them except for one. There's one skull in Pirates of the Caribbean that's actually a skull.
Oh, wow. Well, what I heard was that supposedly the story goes that his head is also under there to make it more spooky.
Okay.
And sort of tacked on to the end of that is the slightly smaller conspiracy that Disney specifically released the movie Frozen and titled it Frozen so that when people searched Disney Frozen, they would not get results about Walt Disney's God. Frozen body, and they would instead get results about the movie.
Jesus Christ.
Like, they were probably planning to, you know, actually make this movie anyway, but people are like, they specifically named it Frozen so that when you search those things, it would come up with the movie.
No. Jesus Christ.
So I bring up this conspiracy theory onto Conspiracy Corner because I've been listening to a sci-fi podcast called Red Valley, which I highly recommend. You should all go listen to it.
Okay.
And it, like, the whole point of the podcast is about, like, cryonic preservation and about, they do bring up at one point, just like as a joke, Disney's Frozen head, and I was like, you know what? Let me Google this. Let me actually search to see
my favorite
what
thing,
information there is on this.
My favorite thing about that conspiracy theory is that it is like the most easy to disprove.
I know.
In that they did not successfully cryogenically freeze anyone until the year after he died.
Yeah.
Like, we have a date for that.
And they're like, ooh, they did it to him first in secret.
And it's like, no, if you do like a big scientific breakthrough, like, hell, you're going to do it in secret.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that.
And also, if you're going to do it for the first time, you're not going to do it on somebody like Walt Disney.
Yeah,
you're
just
going to get some rando.
Like, fucked up and shattered Walt Disney's brain, which is something that can happen during cryogenic freezing.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know if you knew this about me. I'm a Disney adult.
Yeah.
like not one of the, like, how do I say this? Not one of the white ones.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like, I don't have a Disney blog. I don't go there every 10 days.
I don't understand how people can afford to go there that often.
Honestly, when me and my sister were looking at the, like, yearly tickets, it's about two trips.
What do you mean it's about,
like,
two
the
trips?
Prices, like, if you have the means to go to Disney for like 2 or 3 days, like 2 or 3 times a year, it's cheaper to just get a yearly pass.
I mean, still.
And if you live in Florida, why not? I would do it.
I guess. I don't think I could go there that often. Like, maybe once. I've never been to Disney World or Disneyland or really any theme park.
I know.
But I don't know. I would probably go there once, maybe twice, and that's it. I don't think I would want to go there again.
Disney is a soulless corporation. Disney World is a very fun place. There are a lot of cool rides. There are a lot of nostalgic things. Like, even if you're not, like... Like, we're not big purchasers of merch. We usually end up buying, like, a shirt or something.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just fucking fun. Unfortunately.
I mean, I like roller coasters. And I like, you know, rides and things like that. But I think after
really
maybe,
like,
my second or third time, I'd be like, okay, well, I've seen this now. I'm good.
Oh, I mean, like, I like doing things over and over again. Like, including it. Like, I go to Six Flags sometimes, too. But, like, I really like dark rides. Like, the slow-moving ones that tell a story. And there used to be a lot more of them at, like, local kinds of fairs, and they don't have them as much anymore.
I've never been on one of those, so.
Listen, let's just go to Disney World, okay?
Okay.
Join our
when
Patreon
the world is
so
not...
Anna can go to Disney World when the world isn't on fire.
Yeah, go to commonunity.media and sign up for our Patreon and send us to Disneyland.
I promise that's not what we're going to spend it on. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, we'll spend it on actually good quality microphones that
Jesus
don't
Christ.
Shit themselves right before we start recording.
Yeah, sorry for the quality of the recording this time. I meant to apologize early and I didn't.
Yep.
Everything broke.
Recording today on here, headphone microphone, so.
Yeah, not even my, like, gaming headphones, because they're in the other room and I didn't want to wake up my
just
dog.
Just the regular old.
Just the regular headphones. Okay.
Listen, we have a lot of issues.
We do. Both technological and emotional.
Well, speak for yourself there, but
nope,
you're also correct.
I will speak for you.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, that's the end of Conspiracy Corner.
Excellent. I enjoyed it.
Thanks.
I'm going to squeeze spooky into the end real quick.
Okay. Give us some spooky.
What is October if not spooky? Hello, it's me again.
Exactly.
I'm back. Spooky.
Hello.
Welcome to Spooky, the part of this podcast where I tell you about bad movies that are kind of scary that I like. This week is the Wicker Man remake.
Yes.
And also the M. Night Shyamalan movie Devil.
Okay.
Both of these are bad. The Wicker Man remake stars Nicolas Cage.
It does?
Is it Nicolas
I've
Cage?
Only seen the original.
Wait,
so
maybe
I...
it doesn't. Hold on. I just said that and then my brain was like, you've never seen this movie. I have. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Quick Google.
Hold on. I should sleep more.
You should sleep at all.
This? Yeah, it's Nicolas Cage. Suck my dick.
Okay, good.
It's Nicolas Cage. He's at his least coherent. It's very
when
bad.
Is he ever coherent?
The director does not like women, but in a way that's like funny to watch.
I see.
You know, like
that
sometimes
feat rarely achieved.
Well, it's just like, it's so, I would say that it's so like comically over the top, like women are conniving and just want you to produce baby. Like it's good. It's really good. And if you watch the director's cut, which you should, that's where the Not the Bees scene came from. And everybody likes
the
Not.
That's where that
came from? Yep. And it's just Nicolas Cage covered in bees yelling Not the Bees.
Oh, man.
Good, great movie. 10 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
The next movie is Devil by M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the director of this one, I don't think. He just wrote the story. So it's actually directed fairly good, and the cinematography is much better than he can do on his own. But it's basically like a bunch of people get caught in an elevator, and one of them is the devil, and people are trying to get them out, but they can't, and there's... You know, it's like, oh, the lights will go off and someone will be dead. And who is the evil one? And it's really obvious. And it's...
How many people are in this? How big is this elevator?
I think there are like 5 or 6 people.
Okay.
And there are all the other people in the building and they have to try to get them out. It's bad. And there's some like made up bullshit, religious bullshit at the beginning that's like... Oh, Latino man superstition about the devil that he heard from his mom. Like, it's all stupid. But it is very, very bad, and everyone that I've watched it with has immediately guessed who the bad person is, and they were correct, so.
Yeah.
You can have fun with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll watch it, and maybe I'll guess it as well as I guessed Cabin in the Woods.
You did decent on Cabin in the Woods.
I did pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched Cabin in the Woods the other day.
It's a good movie.
It was really good. I was not expecting it to be that enjoyable.
I have good taste in movies.
As soon as we started watching, Gabe was like, who's going to die first? Like, tell me your guesses. And I pretty much guessed it. Oh, nearly entirely right.
You were like 1 or 2 off, but that's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I knew that the blonde girl was going to die first.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it was either going to be her or the black guy, and they wouldn't do that because that's too obvious.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I'll probably watch it again at some point.
Excellent. Okay, well, that was spooky for you.
Fantastic. Thank you for the spooky.
You're welcome.
How are
for
we
the
doing
spooky.
On time?
If you have something very, very short, we could probably squeeze it in. If not, we can just... Go on to the outro.
I do. I have something pretty short.
Okay, lay it on me.
So this is called Hey King.
No.
Well, it's called Send This to a Fellow King, but I labeled it in my notes as Hey King.
Oh my god.
It's by Value Select.
Okay.
So here it is.
Hey King, you drop this. Put your crown back on and riddle me quick. How did God make a man so handsome and smart?
I'm dying.
Each sentence you speak is like a work of art. You got great style, great jokes, and a great smile. No lie, I'm flipping dice for you. You're my best friend, and I love you so much. Now I hope you have a great day.
Perfect!
God. Okay, that
so,
was...
So, send this to your fellow kings.
You should. That was so short that I'm gonna squeeze one in, too.
Oh, fantastic.
This is the little soup song from the Mighty Boosh.
Goodness.
And it's this song lives in my head rent-free.
I feel like a lot of things live in your head rent-free.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get a lot of rent money.
Soup, super tasty soup, super spicy carrot and coriander, chili chowder, crouton, crunchy buns and liquid broth. I am gazpacho, oh, I am a summer soup, miso. Fighting in the dojo, miso, Oriental prince in the land of soup.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember the context that came from. I really do not.
Thank you for the soup song.
You are welcome.
I now will be thinking about soup.
Good. Do. Think of soup.
That's a good thing to think about.
Yeah. Any whoozles?
Mm-hmm.
This has been your weekly presentation of the podcast Bad.
It sure has.
It sure has.
I have been Anna, the 15-pound weighted blanket.
Yes, you have. And I have been Gabe, candy corn kernel. God,
and
I want some candy corn.
If you want some candy corn, we can't give you any, but you can give us cursed content.
You can.
Go to our email, which is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
You can't do this to me. I don't know the Twitter.
It's @badcursed.
And our email address is pinned in the pinned tweet on there.
Yes.
I'm bad at Twitter, so it's fine.
Okay.
And you can also support us by joining the Patreon that we are associated with our podcasting group. What the fuck is it called?
A network.
Network. Thank you. Which is Common Unity.
Yeah. You can see information about our show. You can see information about my other show, Glass Letters. There's the D&D Actual Play podcast, Roll for Chaos. There's a Teespring with merch, and there is a Patreon.
Yeah.
So you can support the show and cough cough send us to Disneyland, except just buy us new equipment.
Better equipment, we'll have better sound, the whole thing will be better.
Yes, and that's what we want. Is the content may be bad, but we want the show to be good.
Woof. But also, like, yeah god. Okay, so
a very good blessed for you.
Okay.
So, this is it's a mashup.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's blessed. You may disagree with me.
Okay. Noted.
I just think that it works really, really well and it goes intensely hard. So this is a mashup of Sweet Dreams Are Made of These and Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
So it's Sweet Dreams Are Made of Seven Nation Army.
Okay, you're valid.
Fantastic.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We will see you next week. Taking that time right behind my back.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.